You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is, of course, the border war. Missouri, Kansas, Sunday. Both teams coming off losses. KU lost to UConn at home. Missouri lost on the road in South Bend, Indiana against Notre Dame. Kansas, it's still the million-dollar question whether or not Darren Peterson is going to play.
Crickets.
We've got over and over with this. I have no clue, Cody, if he's playing or not. But I do know that that building, the last time they played there, you know, there was the charity game and everything. This could be an awesome atmosphere at T-Mobile, and the tickets aren't cheap for this thing. I was looking because we've talked about going, and this is...
Is it cheaper to get into the Chiefs game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, you also have 70,000.
I know 19,000
seats compared to 70,000 seats, you know.
Slightly different. T-Mobile's going to be rocking.
It is absolutely going to be rocking.
And what's the thing that this rivalry, we talked about this, the rival, it went on ice for a little bit, so I don't think it had the same juice as it did before. They're not in the same conference, right? So, like, some of the steam had been really taken out of it. Anytime the other team upsets the other, little more juice back. When Missouri decided to, like every Missouri fan you've ever met had this swaggiest attitude after Missouri beat Kansas last year. So they're feeling they got the bragging rights. They feel like talking trash. They feel good about it a little bit. If Kansas comes back and wins this game on Sunday, now they've both won one in a given year, this time on a neutral site. I think that, like, to get the energy back in this rivalry, they got to play every year. The game's got to be close. Honestly, controversial moments, whatever, that can add to it. So I am interested to watch it, but I also am less interested if Darren Peterson doesn't
for
play.
Sure. Yeah, so. I mean, if you want to see the best play and be available, and hopefully is. You're right, though, about the rivalry where it's at. I mean, I'll speak just from the Kansas side as a Kansas alum. Kansas hasn't beat a rival in a while, man. It's been a bit.
Kansas State, Missouri.
It's been a little bit. I know people are fed up with that. And so I don't care whether Peterson plays or not on Sunday in terms of that. Like, Kansas has to beat a rival. It has been far too long. You know, for them to do that, including football, as we all know. We're probably gonna have to wait till later today and tomorrow to find out about the Darren Peterson news. But I told Rob this as well when we were talking a month or two ago. He's asking if I was going. I know the Chiefs are playing Sunday Night Football. I can't stand that this game is Sunday at noon. That is awful. It's because of TV, I think. But it's
it must
awful.
Be. But, like, sometimes I feel like TV just doesn't understand. Why are you competing against the NFL?
College basketball.
What the hell are you competing against? A really good noon NFL slate. What the hell are you trying to do going up against that?
I mean, I think college basketball just does this, though. Like, just the way that they always put some prime games on ESPN on Sundays. Saturday, you obviously have the CBS stuff, but. It is weird that I don't know what's on ESPN.
It's because of college football championship weekend on Saturday.
I think that also is the main thing. But the fact that they buried it on ESPN 2 also is kind of odd. Like, why wouldn't you put that on big ESPN, if you will, instead of ESPN2. I don't know what's on there.
I don't know for sure. My speculation is one, they want there's going to be NFL pregame most of the morning. And then also, you tell me if I'm the CFP rankings, they're going to have coverage all day long promoting that.
I think you're actually right about that. Duh, that makes sense. I think
the CFP rankings come out at noon, don't they?
Yeah,
or 11.
I think it's.
That's what it is.
I think it's on both ABC and ESPN, or maybe the ESPN bleeds into what would be the noontime. So yeah, that actually makes sense.
I think it's
sense,
the college football playoff rankings.
It is nice too. So Missouri's getting votes. KU is top 25. It helps when both teams are good and not Missouri was 0-18 or whatever it was in conference play 2 years ago. Like it helps that both teams are very good, of course, as well.
That loss, though, you want to talk about Missouri blowing against it. That's their first loss of the season.
Right. They were 8-0.
They've been a very functional.
They were in the top 20. Yeah.
Kansas is an interesting bunch because they have losses, but they're without Darren Peterson, and one was early in the season. So Kansas feels like a team that could evolve into a national championship contender, but certainly isn't there yet. It's a big matchup, and I think both teams want the bragging rights. And you're right. In the matchups, in the rivalry games that Kansas cares about, so Kansas beat Kansas State in basketball, but they keep losing to Kansas State in football for year after year after year after year. They've been losing to Missouri when they face them in football or basketball. It does feel like Kansas is running out of some rivalry games. I get that.
I think I speak for every Kansas fan at this point. Time to beat a rival again. Someone was asking about the game being on antenna. That's why. No, it's on ESPN, too. It is only on cable, so it's not because they're getting a wide audience. It's absolutely because it's college football championship weekend and the CFP, and that I understand it, but still, it's just unfortunate that for those that want to go to the game, I should say, yes, you can technically do both, but it just takes your whole Sunday now. If you're planning, and I know there are people who are listening.
Hell of a sports Sunday. Go to
T-Mobile, KUMU, and then go right to Arrowhead after. I know there's people doing that. I've considered it, but I don't know if I'm gonna.
Come on, man. Live like you're 24 again. Yeah. Get your ass out to an MU-KU game, and then go straight out to Arrowhead.
I want to watch NFL games. There's some great games.
I know, but it's your alma mater. You're wearing your KU gear today.
Yeah.
You're rocking. You know, you're supporting the squad.
I'd rather the game be at 10 a.m. Then noon.
Would you be more likely to go if it was a 10?
I would, because then I could not miss any NFL games.
Maybe a half or a quarter. Yeah, certainly not.
I know the atmosphere is going to be awesome. I was at that
charity game, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. Because Drew, the way, and they sell the tickets in a similar way.
Split in half.
It is literally like it looks all,
for the most part,
black blue, and gold on one side, red and blue on the other. And the chants feel like they're like mimicking each other.
It should be.
It was a fun atmosphere when they did it. So I assume the atmosphere will be great.
That's the part that I'm like, this is where you're intrigued to go because of that right there.
Yeah. The reason why you go to live sports, atmosphere. It's not as much fun to go to a sport when it's, it's an A's game and there's 6,000 people there in a minor league park. Doesn't seem as cool anymore.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.